You've got a tune to KEXP. We're listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online at kexp.org, and we're streaming live video today at kexp.org. You can also find a link to that live stream at KEXP's Twitter and Facebook accounts, and we're super excited to have Benjamin Booker and his band live today. Welcome.
Hey.
Such a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, we're excited to be here. It's our first time in Seattle.
Oh, well, welcome. Thank you so much for making time to visit us on your first visit.
Yeah, of course.
Tomorrow night you're playing at the Tractor Tavern, and you will love that venue.
Yeah, with another band that we played with last night called The District, some friends of ours. They're really good.
They're great. I actually just saw them down at Pickathon, which would be a great place for you to play one day. Well, let's just get to it. We'd love to hear live music. It's Benjamin Booker live on KEXP.
Yeah.
was amazing. Benjamin Booker live on KEXP. The new album coming out on Tuesday, playing tomorrow night at the Tractor Tavern. You mentioned with the Districts. I realized I haven't even seen them yet. There's been so much great live music I've seen lately. I'm dreaming about bands that are coming up. They play at Music Fest Northwest in Portland this weekend, but we've been playing a ton of the Districts.
They put on an incredible live show. We played with them at Forecastle Festival, and they just like destroyed the crowd. It was really cool.
Well, what a great combo. Your live set is amazing, as I just said, and we're so happy to have you here today playing tunes. And I hear you're going to play a song called Wicked Waters next from the new album.
For you.
Yep. Thank you. I fished for that one.
All right, yeah, the song's called Wicked Waters. This must be where I lose it. Oh, darling, throw myself into wicked water. This must be where I lose it. Oh, darling, throw myself into wicked water. So I'm tired of feeling guilty. Just want a little bit more. I knew salvation. I knew salvation. Let yourself fall down. Now work a little bit more. When I was just a small boy, I wanted it all. I knew foundation, I knew foundation. And now I will be happier to just extend it all. Oh, my heart is feeling empty. Oh, my legs are feeling weak. Oh, my hands are hurting. Yesterday, oh, I stole what I seek. Oh, I'm on. Feel I'll never be nothing. Then I'm in with a change of a man. I change, so I am what I am. I'll make it on this run. I'm a new beginner. I will. I do love. I am what I am. I'll make it on this run. I'm a new beginner. Wicked water. We won't be from a stabbing kiss to say we had a child. I knew we could. I knew we could. Faces on the highway. Oh, reason to be wild. Teach about our brokenness. Things we wish you knew. A new beacon. A new beacon. Set us back for us. And make those mistakes feel. Oh, my heart is feeling empty. Oh, my legs are feeling weak. Oh, my hands are working. Rest the bell. I stumble when I speak. Oh, I'm a feel out. Then I'm in the chains, oh, chains, oh, chains, oh, I am what I am. I'm picking on the sun. I'm a new beginner. I will let to love. I am what I am. I'm picking on the sun. I'm a new beginner.
Benjamin Booker live on KEXP, a new album coming out on Tuesday, playing tomorrow night at the Tractor. And it is so wonderful to have the three of you here today. You sound incredible. You're out of breath. What job well done. I know that you have had such a wonderful response to the songs and the live shows that you've been playing. And I understand you've actually only been a band for a couple of years. Can you tell me a little bit about your musical background and How long have you been playing together? How you came together?
Yeah, I mean, I started playing in New Orleans in 2012, maybe like May. And I did solo shows for about a year. And then last summer, I started playing with Max, who's the drummer over here. And then Alex just joined in April. So, I mean, I guess as like electric shows, it's been about a year. Yeah.
You mentioned, do you still, I know you've been on the road for so long playing so many shows, which has got to be wonderful. And you mentioned that you started playing in New Orleans. Is that where you live when you do get to go home for a while?
Yeah, yeah. We're based in New Orleans now. We're all originally from Florida. And then a couple of years ago, I moved to New Orleans. And then Max moved out there last year. Yeah.
There's such a rich culture of music there. Is that what drew you there?
No, I got a job working out there after college. And so I moved out just to have something to support myself. Yeah.
You mentioned you're from Tampa, and I know your record comes out Tuesday on ATO Records, and I heard that someone from the label was lucky enough or maybe smart enough to go down and see one of your early shows. Is it true that they just grabbed you and signed you right on the spot? Or?
Well, I mean, he didn't pull a
not that
contract
night.
Out of his pocket. But yeah, we agreed that night. It was like a good thing, yeah.
Were you already working on a record then?
No, I mean, I had a... pretty much all the songs written, I guess, but I don't know. I didn't know what was going to happen with them at all. They were just 10 songs that I had lying around. Yeah,
it's a great record, and I understand you went to Nashville. I'm not a musician myself, but I know that it's an analog studio where you went. Is that what drew you there? I know you have friends and label mates that had recorded there as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wanted to record analog. I thought it would make us work faster, which it did. We had like 6 days to record the album, so it was like a quick in and out kind of thing. And yeah, there's another band from New Orleans called Hooray for the Riff Raff that had recorded there. And I saw it and I was like, oh, their record sounds good. Let's do it.
6 days sounds fast. Did you improvise while you were there? Did you, with such a short period of time, did you have to kind of go in with a plan? Or what did you have any expectations?
No, I mean, we had rehearsed, I guess, for a while and like had been playing a few live shows. And then when we went in, we didn't really have any notes or anything and like had never been in a studio together as a band. So we had no idea what it was going to sound like. It was really just like the producer pressed play and then we just played the songs like we did live. That was pretty much it. Yeah.
Well, it's a fabulous album. It comes out on Tuesday. Benjamin Booker playing tomorrow night at the Tractor. And we would love to hear more music.
Sure. Happy Homes. The song's called Happy Homes. Christ, it's under all that. She passed through the world and she died in a gutter. By the hills, the river, with the sun on her face, near the calling to kill her. We'll be right back.
Benjamin Booker live in the KEXP studios. The three of you sound and look amazing together. And you've been playing a ton of shows, playing some festivals, and I know you've been playing some of the late night shows. I saw you on Letterman in May, and Paul Schaefer joined you, and he looked like he was having the time of his life.
Paul Schaefer is the man. I love that guy.
I imagine that being on live TV, and I think that might have been your TV debut, must be kind of nerve-wracking. Are you able to even enjoy it? You sounded
No, not at all. No.
You sounded amazing, I have to say.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's really terrifying. We just started last summer, really. So within less than a year, playing Letterman is it's a lot.
But you love it, right?
No, yeah. I mean, you got to do it. We felt great afterwards. It was
It's like bungee jumping, right?
Yeah, it's like bungee jumping. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot more of that ahead. I know you've been doing so much and going on tour with tons of folks. You mentioned the Districts, Ray from the Riff Raff. I know you played some shows with Jack White. I love him. I know you seem to have a similar musical passion for that he does, a little bit of the similar aesthetic. That must have been very fun.
Yeah, no, it was great. I mean, we probably in the last few weeks watched 20 hours of Jack White playing. Yeah. I mean, it was just going to school, you know. We sat on the side of the stage and watched and took notes. Yeah, it was great.
What's coming up for you guys in the next, I want to say year? You probably got a lot scheduled already.
Just touring. Yeah.
Day by day.
Day by day.
So our listeners around the world will have opportunities probably to see you in their hometown.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be everywhere. What do we have a year? The album hasn't come out yet. Yeah, we got a year and a half maybe left of touring. Yeah.
Well, maybe we should mention that. The album comes out on Tuesday. We've been playing it here on KEXP. It's wonderful. It's called Benjamin Booker. And I think you got one last song.
It's true. I do have one more song. You want us to play it?
I do.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, that was, yeah.
Well done, well done. It's Benjamin Booker live on KEXP. The new album coming out Tuesday, August 19th on ATO Records. And you'll be playing tomorrow night at the Tractor.
Yeah, come out.
And then heading down to the Doug Fir, which is also a wonderful venue. And enjoy your time here in the Northwest.
Yeah, this is all new. Every place we're going to over here is new. And it seems to be pretty beautiful and awesome. So we're loving it, yeah.
Well, I'm glad. We love it, too. And it's great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Come back soon. You've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.